McLean County is seeing a troubling increase in cases of syphilis.
But now people are more aware of syphilis and are testing for it. The exact reason, I think, is still trying to be determined at a national level.
That's the Health Department's Melissa Graven. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, May 14th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with an alarming development in public health. Health officials in McLean County are concerned about a sharp rise in syphilis cases. It reflects a trend in the sexually transmitted disease becoming more prevalent in downstate Illinois. More from GLT's Eric Stock.
Communicable disease supervisor with the McLean County Health Department, Melissa Graven, says the county's preliminary data shows 25 syphilis cases last year and 20 already in 2019.
Very concerning when in previous years we maybe would see 5-10 cases at the most, and we're doubling that and we're on track to see even more. We worry about the long-term effects that untreated syphilis can have on people. It can cause a lot of damage to nerves, eyes. It can lead to death if not treated.
The state declared a syphilis outbreak in McLean County last year, while statewide numbers have tripled in Illinois over the last decade, with a greater frequency coming in rural areas. Graven suspects part of the increase comes from greater awareness about the sexually transmitted disease.
A lot of people thought that was something that happened lots of years ago, and we didn't have that problem anymore. But now people are more aware of syphilis and are testing for it. The exact reason, I think, is still trying to be determined at a national level.
Graven says the health department's role is to ensure the medical community tests for the disease. It is preventable, but can be fatal if left untreated, and symptoms might not be detectable for weeks.
Syphilis can be a very sensitive topic that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but we try to educate our providers and our urgent cares, our community health care and Chestnut Family Health Center, and getting the messaging out that syphilis isn't always thought about being screened for.
The nonprofit Kaiser Health News Service attributes part of the rise in syphilis cases to a drop in the state's funding for STD prevention over the last 4 years. I'm Eric Stock.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. A federal judge has given the town of Normal and the 13 artists who've sued over the Uptown mural a week to hash out how to decide where to move that public artwork. McLean County Sheriff John Sandage joins the Illinois Sheriff's Association and the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police in opposing the current legalized marijuana bill. And Governor J.B. Pritzker has tabbed Bloomington physician Kathy Bone and tourism manager Robert Navarro to serve 6-year terms in the ISU Board of Trustees. These stories and more at WGLT.org. Now, another installment in our occasional series, More of That, Please. It's when we put a spotlight on unsung community members who are doing great things. Today, I want to introduce you to Brenda and Mike Brady from Normal. When they decide to do something, they go all in. They take it to the limit, as the Eagles would put it, and that was actually Brenda and Mike's song as a younger couple. 40 years ago, they started fostering kids. They didn't have much money, but they had a big house, figured this was a way they could help. So over the next 12 years, they fostered 253 kids. About a third came to the Bradys after physical abuse. Another third were abused sexually.
I used to tell them it was a lot like a desert flower, a little plant that looks pretty, doesn't have much, but just a little bit of rain, and all of a sudden, boy, it blooms and is a beautiful thing. Taking their paper they brought home from school and put it on the refrigerator. It was a really big deal because that just never happened to them before.
The kids all went through what they called Brenda's basic training, how to use silverware, how to pay for groceries. It's the little things we all take for granted. They took in a lot of emergency kids, those phone calls in the middle of the night. Brenda once picked up an 8-year-old from the county jail. He was basically living on the street and gotten into trouble with police.
Well, I went and picked him up from jail, and the day that I picked him up, he said, "Mama, I feel my feet turning now." And that was the cutest, and we're still in contact with him. He's one of our special kids.
Their last ever foster kids, a brother and a sister, were tough. They were affected prenatally by drugs. The girls had tremors and terrors so bad that Mike had to quietly sneak in the back door of his own house after work so he wouldn't scare her. But Mike and Brenda, they don't quit.
When we decided to adopt these two kids, we just knew that we were not going to be able to have enough left over at the end of the day for any more than what we were taking on.
By the time they stopped fostering kids about 20 years ago, they had 6 forever kids, 3 biological and 3 adopted.
And that's how we became the Brady Bunch. And his name is Mike Brady, so it worked.
But as it turns out, Mike was kind of wrong. They did have a little bit left in the tank after all. A few years ago, they started caring for pregnant dogs and their puppies, a new kind of foster care.
This is the M litter, and it's Molly and Mandy and Misty and
Margo.
Okay, this is where radio and podcasting really don't do it justice. Just trust me when I say that these little brown and black floofs were adorable. They fostered 230 dog moms and puppies, most recently for Wishbone Canine Rescue. It's a little different, dogs versus kids. This time, Mike is retired from the insurance business, and Brenda is working part-time as a nurse.
The puppies, the kids, the mama dogs, everything we have done give us back more than we give them, or I would not be able to do it.
Their commitment is staggering. Last year, one of their children, the girl they adopted, now all grown up, was very sick with an autoimmune disease. She was being treated at a St. Louis hospital. But back in Normal, they had a mama dog and 9 puppies who wouldn't let anyone else care for them. So Brenda and Mike commuted back and forth almost every day to check on both sides of their family.
And I'll tell you, it was pretty therapeutic after coming back from the hospital and being in that situation that was pretty dire. And to pick up puppies and snuggle with them for a while. They do a lot of good for us, too, you know.
Last summer, their daughter, Morgan, passed away at age 26. Brenda and Mike have some experience saying goodbye. 250 foster kids, 230 foster dogs. They all walked out the door.
I can't lie, it's challenging. Some of the kids were a whole lot easier to give up than the others. And it was because of the teenage behavior sometimes. However, we also had awesome teenagers that I just loved to pieces. But anytime they're ready to move on, the puppies, the kids, the families needing their kids back, it's so rewarding, actually. And I constantly say it's better to break my heart letting them go, but knowing that they were loved and cared for and they know what real love is, than staying awake at night worrying about them not being cared for. I'd rather break my heart than theirs.
That's Brenda Brady and her husband Mike. Caregivers, take it to the limit. More of that, please. Before we let you go, a reminder that tonight is the next GLT Community Conversation about the legalization of marijuana. It starts at 6 p.m. at the ISU Bone Student Center in the Circus Room. Also tonight, a few public meetings. Sierra's Airport Authority meets at 4:30. They're expected to pass a budget for fiscal year 2020. And the Bloomington Liquor Commission meets at 4 p.m. A few new places on the agenda, including the Pass Pub and Grill on East Washington Street and Rob Dobbs over on Hershey Road. Thanks for listening to The Lead Off. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.